B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, now.
98.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Just a New York kid, with a transistor radio. But I can see her smiling at me, standing by the ocean floor, California. California. I heard it in a song.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Is on.
It is on.
I hope this is on. Yeah. We commandeered this.
This is an emergency broadcast, actually, regarding the death of the Queen.
Yeah. This is an intervention.
Queen is dead.
How are we all feeling about the Queen's death on a scale of 1 to 10?
Well, I would like to speak firstly as a Canadian and secondly as a citizen of the world. First of all, I would like to say that Canada has to redo a lot of their stuff, their money. And it sucks.
Yeah.
But it will get fixed eventually.
So what specifically about the Monopoly money needs to get fixed?
Well, they need to have new Monopoly money, and I'm worried that they're going to run out of colors to print their money.
That's like, a really good point.
Like, they have green and blue and red right now, but do they have to change the colors of their money as well now that the Queen is dead?
Mm-hmm. Is the Queen on the money?
Yeah.
The Queen is on the money.
The Queen is on the money.
Well, maybe this just solidifies...
The Queen is on the money.
Queen is on the fucking money.
She's on the money.
On the freaking money.
Right. That's what I have to say as a Canadian. As a citizen of the world, I have nothing to say.
Really? I saw a lot of like Instagram posts today that were like, the queen is dead. God save the Queen.
I'm sure the Queen has made your Instagram feed before.
Yes. Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
Instagram specifically?
No, I just meant as like a whole. It's like...
Yeah. No, her face has definitely graced my IG page. Yeah.
I don't think I can say that she's graced mine, personally.
People aren't queen posting on your IG?
No, unfortunately. I'm very curated. Mm. I have very curated.
About? Like, what's the curation?
Third world, you know which one it is. Third something, the crazy page. And then, like, architecture memes, and then... pictures of old Margiela shows.
That's really sad that you don't have any Queen posts on your feed.
Oh, someone else decided to join us.
We have more input about the Queen.
We do. But...
What?
Yeah, anyways, would anyone else like to share their emotions regarding the Queen of England's death?
Yeah, I spent a little time in Ireland this summer, and I can tell you, they hate the Queen.
So do you think they're, like, celebrating?
Oh, for sure. At least the family. I was farming for 2 weeks in Ireland this summer, vegetable farming, picking tomatoes, kind of, like, cucumbers, driving tractors.
Wow, that's so wonderful.
It was really cool. Yeah. It was really grueling work and amazing, amazing family. And, yeah, they was... First of all, just amazing experience, but, like, a lot of the conversation, because I didn't know that much about Irish history beforehand, just, like, being the dumb American that I am, like, engineering student, not liberal arts, or I don't know anything about math, and they actually hate, like, they hate the Queen.
Yeah. Well, I think that there's a lot of places in the world that hate the Queen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not just Ireland.
But I think the fury of the Irish is not something to laugh at.
No.
You could not be caught dead on this radio show laughing about Ireland.
No. Especially with the three of us here.
Yeah.
Are you Irish?
Nope.
Okay, none of us are Irish.
99% Ashkenazi Jew.
Oh. I'm 99%... Like, I did the little ancestry test, and they made a big circle around East Asia, and they were like, East Asia.
Wow. I'm scared to do that because I'm worried I might be related to a random serial killer. And
that's, well, then you'd help them find the serial killer.
Yeah, but if they're my family, I don't know if I want them to be found.
But don't do it. Exactly, for that reason.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to keep that data. The big data is coming after your DNA.
Big data
well,
is
also,
coming
I don't
after
really,
us.
Like, what if they use my DNA for, like, science-y things?
Big data already has, and we don't even know.
Yeah. No, they're already, like, collecting your like, air droplets when you, like, breathe on the street.
I guess.
And your AirDrop from your iPhone.
True. Oh. True. They're collecting your little photos that you send to your friends.
Every single AirDrop, big data has a phone even closer that intercepts it.
That's so true. It's just like an invisible man
yes,
in between.
The invisible man.
Yeah.
There's a little man in an invisible suit that like swoops in.
Yeah.
In between your phones and takes the data.
He can actually fly.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is
strictly down. Black tie suit, though.
Yeah.
No, not like Better Call Saul.
No, exactly not.
Well, now that's what he did.
Hey, what that means? Some airdrop
change
just got intercepted.
Oh, that was the sound of airdrop.
Who's airdropping around Tufts right now? We want you to know we got the airdrop.
And that's an airdrop lit.
Oh. Are you playing Phantom of the Opera?
Yep. Can we turn down the Phantom?
We can. I was obsessed
was
with that.
Loud.
I was obsessed with that as a kid. I could play all the songs on the piano.
Do you guys remember the Mickey Mouse version?
No.
Absolutely not.
Oh, I used to watch that in like music class, and it was like it was fun because they would roll out the like TV cart, and we'd all be like, "Yes, no music class."
Oh my god! Speaking of TV carts, apparently my elementary school science teacher dated Bill Nye.
That's Whoa. Crazy. I didn't know that Bill Nye dated people.
Well, he
just
was
like,
old and she
just
wasn't
like the
old.
Queen.
That
like,
was
I would
the
be
scandal.
Like, the Queen doesn't date people, you know? Like,
I know.
Bill Nye doesn't date people.
Imagine if the Queen was on, like, Tinder.
Yeah. Dude, I think the Queen was a freak.
Actually,
hey, this is too soon.
Hey, no, we're being offensive. What's she would definitely be on Hinge, first of all.
Right. And a respectful queen.
Respectful queen. She would want to date, not hook up.
It's Hinge in it.
Wait, is this political? Are we gonna have to log this as political?
Yeah, this is
okay, this isn't our politics, so we're fine.
No, yeah, exactly. It's not.
Call
it's
in
not
with any complaints.
Us.
You don't know our names, so
yeah.
The monarchy.
The monarchy.
The monarchy.
Do you that guys have a British accent?
No.
Nar?
No.
I don't think yours is that British.
Nar.
No. I think, well, I'm studying abroad in London next year, so hopefully I'll come back.
Do you think
you'll
acquire
one? Yeah, well, my friend Bronwyn studied, or she was there this summer, and she comes back, and she's saying literally. She doesn't say literally anymore.
Literally.
She says literally.
Literally.
It's very like, shocking every time she says it. Yeah.
Literally, bruv.
Yeah, literally.
Have you seen the video of the guy that's, like, he has, like, really, really big lips, but he's like, goes on, like, a two-minute rant, and he's like, look at my lips, bruv. Look at them. You're ruining it. You're ruining it.
I wish everyone was here to see that in person.
The visual gags over radio go crazy.
No, wait, that reminds me of, do you remember the when Norway ran out of butter and the guy Okay, obviously no one here knows what I'm talking about. But this is a very funny video that I remember watching in maybe 8th grade, and I still have it saved on my laptop. It's that video and then a video of a dog eating a frog, and they're next to each other on my laptop desktop.
Okay.
And it's very funny. It's him talking about how there's no butter in Norway. Because he has a really thick accent.
I wish you would have reenacted
spewing. He's spewing. Yeah. Absolutely spewing.
Yeah. Enraged. I would too if we didn't have butter anymore.
Yeah. He was talking about butter cakes at Christmas. Mm. Anyways.
How have you... Oh, man. You're just ruining it. Look at my lips. You're ruining it. Ruining the fun for the next man.
Wow.
Let me find the Norway.
That sounds like... You know what?
Yeah, search Norway
guy,
butter crisis.
You know what? Family Guy, when Stewie's like... he says
you can't use margarine. No, it's not the same.
I don't know. Maybe. Oh, I don't think that's
it. No free
ads.
Yeah.
No.
We won't do that on our airtime.
Also, by the way, this is a group of people sitting in the studio, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and that's another ad, I think.
Well, in Norway, we have experienced this autumn that the milk production
has
been
that's a news
much lower
reel.
Than expected. On the demand side, we had a very high increase in demand for butter.
My video is funny.
And the reason for that is that
that's
these,
a travesty,
Christmas
though, that they ran out of butter.
I know, on Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Darn.
Well, maybe it's time for Rivendell to go.
Till next time.
Till next time.
Medford.
I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you!
91.5 WMFO.
I'm so happy of myself!
Well, stop it!
Well, we can't go out. Yeah, that's what they say.
We'll be right back.
know you don't love me. Babe, I know the reason why. Well, you take all my money and you treat me like a child, like a child. Well, the woman I love, baby, dummy, here and gone. Well, the woman I love, baby, dummy, here and gone. Well, if things don't change, you know I ain't gonna be here long. Be here long. Ain't gonna be here long. I ain't gonna be here long. I ain't gonna be here long. I ain't gonna be here long. Ain't gonna be here long. Oh, she's gone. Oh, she's gone. Oh, she's gone. Oh, she's gone. Oh, she's gone, boy. Oh, she's gone. We'll be right back.
Cigarettes beneath the heat.